WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Texas A&M University President Bowen Lofton, who was stepping down next month to return to the classroom, is actually now leaving Aggieland.
TexAgs reports Dr. Lofton's taking a similar position at the University of Missouri. According to the University of Missouri system, the next chancellor will be introduced this morning at 11. A link to the web stream from Columbia is on our website at WTAW.com. A 1970 A&M graduate, Lofton was named the university's 24th president in February 2010. He had served as interim president since June 2009. Lofton announced this past July he was stepping down to return to the classroom. It's the second time Missouri has had a chancellor with a pedigree from A&M. Retired professor and dean of faculty emeritus Haskell Monroe was in Columbia between 1987 and 91. Both A&M and Mizzou are land-grant universities. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Before Christmas, we could find out who will be the next president of the Blinn College campuses in Brazos County.
Just before we went on Thanksgiving break, we went through all of our interviews, so our interviews are now complete, and we expect to name a finalist for the president of Brazos County campuses shortly. Once we name a lone finalist, they will need to be approved by our Board of Trustees, and they will do that at their December 17th regular meeting.
Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says four finalists were interviewed. Recognition continues for former Bryan Mayor Lonnie Stabler, who passed away earlier this week. Current Mayor Jason Bianski got his start on city committees while Stabler was mayor.
It was the Bryan Housing Authority, and that was back when we actually had to dismiss two of the executive directors. It was not a fun board to serve on, but we did clean house and made a lot of changes and went from a low-performing housing authority to a high-performing housing authority. Then on to the Bryan Business Council, which was very exciting for a 20-something-year-old to serve with the likes of Mark Robin, Tim Bryan, and Rose Van Arsdale, and some of those influential business people in the city of Bryan.
Stabler's funeral service is this morning at 11 at Central Baptist Church. The president has renewed his call for increasing the minimum wage. Congressman Bill Flores says for business owners who budget a certain amount for labor, that means employing fewer people.
While you're benefiting a few, then you wind up with less economic growth, and then you wind up with lower employment numbers as a result.
Flores continues to push for creating more jobs.
Our goal is to grow an economy where nobody gets paid the minimum wage because you have a healthy economy, not because the government has set the minimum wage at a higher level.
The president continues to argue that income inequality and wage stagnation are threatening upward mobility and retirement security. History continues to be made in the Texas oil fields.
The explosion in output is astonishing. The Texas Railroad Commission reports that for 25 consecutive months, crude oil production has increased 25% year over year. Oil producers boosted output in September by 30% from a year ago and more than double the rate of less than 3 years ago. Texas economist Dr. Ray Perryman.
It's playing a huge role in our economic recovery and a part of what's making Texas the envy of the country.
And Dr. Perryman says the state could easily double that output if the Keystone XL pipeline is ultimately approved. Chuck Martin, TSN News.
A state trooper working in the Commercial Enforcement Vehicle Division is in jail. 47-year-old Jimmy J. Gilman was busted in the front yard of his home in Cleburne, south of Fort Worth. Lieutenant Tim Jones of the Johnson County Sheriff's Office says Gilman's accused of possessing methamphetamine.
He's currently facing the charge of possession of a controlled substance, penalty group one, over 4 grams, but less than 200 grams. He was arraigned and his bond has been set at $100,000.
Gilman had been under surveillance by special crimes units. His 53-year-old girlfriend was detained but has since been released. Also from Cleburne, their police department is without several pieces of SWAT gear following a burglary.
During the nighttime hours of December the 2nd and the 3rd, a building owned by the city of Cleburne and occupied by the Cleburne Police Department was burglarized.
Kelly Summey with Cleburne PD says the items stolen include ballistic vests, flashbangs, ammunition, and a rifle. And this Sunday, get into the Christmas spirit with the annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade. Parade co-chair Penny Zent says there are 113 entries to enjoy starting at 2:30 Sunday afternoon, with the Rudder High School Band leading off.
The start time obviously is pushed back a little bit, 30 minutes, so it's 2:30, not 2 o'clock. Because of the BCS Marathon that's taking place that morning, there's lots of activities going on that day. So make sure that you get into your places to view the parade a little bit early.
Zent says rain or shine, get ready for floats, bands, horses, and of course, Santa, serving as the grand finale with his helpers there to collect letters from children. WTAW News Time is 8:13. It's 48 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to purchase your next vehicle, the time is now, and it's only at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. Take advantage of Caldwell Country's year-end blowout sale with up to $12,000 off select models currently in stock. Tahoes, Suburbans, Silverados, Malibus, Impalas, a select few, $12,000 off, and all must be sold this month at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. It's the Caldwell Country Chevrolet year-end blowout sale, and it's this month only. Hurry, the deals won't last long. Caldwell Country Chevrolet, endorsed by R.C. Slocum.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
8:15, News Talk 1620, WTAW, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Occasional light rain, especially this morning. Look for temperatures to fall much of the day through the 60s, into the 50s, down through the 40s. Scattered showers are possible tonight, lows near 35. Showers will end tomorrow. It's going to be a whole lot colder, highs only 35 to 40. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a low very close to 25. Clouds on Saturday, the chance for a shower, still cold. High Saturday afternoon, only around 40. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Just to kind of supplement that, we can only hope and pray that these showers end tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because they'll end after we have a 90% chance of freezing rain tomorrow. So, again, it will end, but it's going to start and go for a while before it gets there.
Well, the forecast that I'm looking at,
yeah,
and I found one online that's got kind of the breakdown. It's from Storm Chasers of Texas.
Uh-huh.
Winter storm warning for everything north of Waco.
Okay.
Winter travel advisory for Waco, Killeen, and that's kind of where the hard cutoff line is.
Yeah.
And then everything south of that is just wet and nasty.
Okay, well, so there you go, wet and nasty. We got that going on. And, again, we'll get below freezing probably tomorrow night. And then probably on Saturday night as well. And actually, if we peek ahead, and again, this is the National Weather Service, so how right could it be? But nonetheless, we're looking at a freeze on the Monday night of 25, probably a freeze on Tuesday night at 28. We'll have sunshine back, and it'll be chilly. But yeah, just nasty, probably. So anyway, so Bobby's here this morning. How are you?
Good, thanks.
From the city of Bryan. So it's time now for Jethro Trivia. Have you played Jethro Trivia?
Yes.
Okay. Did you win? You don't remember. It's
I don't remember.
Say you won. It's okay. Sorry. We don't remember. That. We don't keep score. Matter of fact, I'm not even any prizes. But anyway, it's our pop culture recent current events little quiz. Today it's high school hijinks. Firefighters recently called to a high school to show off the jaws of life on what? A, an old wrecked car. B, a turned over school bus. C, a school dumpster. Or D, a girl who got stuck in her own locker. Once again, the firefighters recently went to the high school to show off the jaws of life on what? Was it A, an old wrecked car, B, a turned over school bus, C, the school dumpster, or D, a girl stuck in her own locker? Kevin.
I'm going to go, I think, with an old school bus, which is boring.
Yeah, I know. But it could be.
But that's what I'm going with my gut on this.
All right, Kat, what do you got?
D makes me laugh the most.
Okay. So you want to go with D because it makes you laugh. Okay, Bobby, what are you going with?
I'll go with D.
All right, that's it. It's D. It's a girl who got herself stuck in her own locker. Officials say the high school in Ottawa says that a 14-year-old girl became stuck after she backed herself into her locker, apparently as a prank. Okay, and couldn't get herself free. Firefighters used the jaws of life to pry that open. She's not embarrassed at all,
no.
I'm sure. I hope that makes the I don't know, I guess they do yearbooks there.
The question is, was she stuffed in the locker?
Well, again, she backed into it. That's kind of like a hold my beer, isn't it? But not at school. All right. Anyway, so it's 8:18, and Bobby's here to tell us what's going on. So tell me what you got for us today.
Okay, well, right now at the library, we're having the Family Winter Reading Activity Program, which is like the Summer Reading Club, except the whole family works together, and it's not just reading. It's like there's a game board that you pick up, and it just says, read a book together, take a walk together, bake cookies together, do an art activity. And if you complete 10, then you bring it in on the game board for a drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be 3 drawings throughout the winter. And it ends February 14th.
Okay.
So it's a lot of fun,
sure.
Something to do. And then the other free thing that's happening at the Mounts Library is the 5th annual Nutcracker Ballet Story Time. So it's not the whole ballet. It's just a half-hour event, 2 performances, not this Thursday night, but Thursday, December 12th,
uh-huh.
In the new renovated meeting room.
Mm-hmm.
And so I read a little bit from the Nutcracker book, then the ballerinas dance the story to life, and it's Ballet Brazos, and Diana Wilcox and Suzanne Moreau have choreographed it.
Oh, how fun. And that'll last, like you say, about 30 minutes.
Yes.
And,
okay. It's good for preschoolers if you want to introduce them. You don't have to worry about the noise they make or anything.
Yeah, that's good. But again, the Nutcracker, and that's that becomes a part of their Christmas tradition. That'd be kind of fun. If they want some more information about this or anything else that y'all do at the library, what do they do?
Just call Mounts Library at 209-5600.
Okay, very good. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
December, the last month of 2013, but not the last of great monthly specials at your Rattlers convenience stores. Get Jack Link sticks, 2 for only $2. Wash those down with any 2 12-packs of soda for only $7. And 24 packs of Bud, Miller, or Coors are only $20.99. And of course, Rattlers always has great in-store specials for breakfast, lunch, snacks, or dinner. You're always close to Rattlers. Rattlers convenience stores. Friendly, clean, Texan.
The Aggie Report is next.
For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division,
men's and women's sports.
Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. 2 decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Here's Green going in, pulled up, gave it here to Fitzgerald. That's Jones. Jones got a 3, made it. It's 54-43, an 11-point Aggie lead. For Jamal Jones, that was one of 7 threes he made in the game last night against the University of Houston at Reed Arena, as the Aggies won it by a final score of 74-57. Aggs moved their record down to 7-2 after 9 ball games. For Houston, they dropped back to 6-3. Jones, 21 points. Courtney Robertson had 14, 10 each in the game for Fitzgerald and also for James. Jay Mike. Another interesting stat off that game last night was the fact that Texas A&M had 22 assists. That is a season high with 22. Previously, it had been 19. The 22 assists were on 29 field goals. A&M out-rebounded in the game 38-33, but outshot Houston 50% to 33.9%. So again, A&M the victory, a final score of 74-57. The Aggies won't play again now until the 14th of December when they take on McNeese at Reed. That game will tip at 5 o'clock. Hope to see you there at that time. Again, once more, Texas A&M 74, Houston 57. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the nine-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Smaller lines at unemployment. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. The number of first-time jobless claims revealed a drop of 23,000 to a total of 298,000 last week. The Labor Department will be busy again tomorrow when the monthly unemployment report gets released. NASDAQ futures coming back down. They are now up 4 points. S&P 500 futures down one now, as possibly as a result of this jobless news. President Obama laid out his plans for the final 3 years in office. He hopes that an increase to the federal minimum wage will help close the gap between wealthy and struggling American workers, while he also seeks passage of a budget that combines stimulus spending with long-term debt reduction measures, along with new anti-discrimination laws and expanded government programs for children. And Yum Brands wants to improve its KFC sales in China, so the firm is promising new initiatives, including the use of social media. Yum has nearly 5,000 KFCs and Pizza Huts in China, and that accounts for half of its overall revenue. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
This is Louisa. Recently, she got help going online.
Okay, so hit that green button.
This is her first video chat.
Oh, Louisa?
Oh my gosh, there she is.
And the first time she's seen her niece in 5 years.
It's so good to see you.
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you.
Oh, I've missed you.
Brought to you by Connect to Compete. And
the Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I'd like to tell you about my new friends at Gun Corps. Like Marine Corps, but it's Gun Corps. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com. Just celebrated their grand opening, and they've got tons of stuff, including ammo, which a lot of it's pretty hard to find as of late. A huge assortment of ARs and tactical rifles, handguns, Glocks, SIGs, F&H, H&K, Springfield, and Smith & Wesson. They even carry LWRCs, SCARs, and Noveskis. Don't forget to ask them about their military and police officer discounts. It's all at Gun Corps in Bryan behind J. Cody's and Chicken Oil.
Okay, we're going to call this a tester weekend. This will be a good test on your windows if you aren't sure if your windows are sealing well. This will be the weekend, actually going on right now, because you've got that north wind and you've got that cold air that's going to be coming through. You may already know it, and you haven't done anything about it. But this kind of brings it home, because you're going to have to heat that room over and over again because that cold air is leaking in there. And the air exchange goes on all the time. You just happen to notice it on a day like today when we've got cold weather coming through. Well, the folks at Intercon have a solution for you today and every day, and that is windows that are more energy efficient. Now, it could be your windows can be repaired and be more energy efficient. That's great. They can do that for you. Or Intercon can replace those. But either way, what Intercon will do is come out to your place. They'll give you an estimate, no cost, no obligation, and most importantly, no pressure, because they've been doing this a long time. They're a homegrown company. They specialize in energy efficient windows, and they know that they want to make sure you're a satisfied customer, because you're going to tell other folks and you want to have a good experience, and they want you to. So let the folks from Intercon put their expertise to work for you to get you energy-efficient windows and you can save. And BTU, if you're a BTU customer, BTU has some initiatives that can help you. So get in touch with BTU, find out what's out there and available, and then get in touch with the folks at Intercon and have them come out and show you the solutions to make your home more energy efficient. 823-3639, it's Intercon.
In the future, extinction may not always be final. That's the goal of the Lazarus Project, directed by zoologist Michael Archer of the University of South Wales in Australia. Like the fictional Jurassic Park scientists, they're trying to clone extinct creatures from preserved DNA. And they've just hit a milestone with a species of gastric brooding frog, a bizarre amphibian that incubated its young in its stomach. It's been gone for over 30 years, but Archer's team had access to frozen tissue samples.
So we thought we'd give it a go, using a distantly related living frog to provide the host eggs and the nuclei from this frozen tissue.
After several attempts, the extinct DNA revived, and the single cell developed into an early-stage embryo of the lost species. Now, Archer's team is trying to figure out why it stopped there and how to take it further. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
There you go. Hey, we've got the 32nd annual Christmas Arts and Crafts Show going on at the Brazos Center this weekend. If you'd like a couple of passes, give me a call at 695-1620, 695-1620. Have those for you. And if you haven't been, we go every year. You really enjoy it because it's vendors from all over the state and beyond. There are over 100 vendors that are there. It's 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. And you'll find they have concessions available, too. But you'll find quilts. You'll find painted items, metal art, crystal jewelry, candles. They have 13 flavors of barbecue sauce, I think, in one booth, as a matter of fact. You will find some food items if you want to get those, like fudge and brittle and stuff like that. But basically, you go there and find items that you can't find any other time. They're right here. And again, for 32 years, Ronnie Elmore's been doing this, and it's this weekend from 10 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon, both days on the 7th and the 8th. If you want some more information, you can go to the website at elmoreproductions.net, elmoreproductions.net. We're about to start the news, but you can call me at 695-1620. Next two people who call will get a pair of passes to the, again, 32nd annual Christmas Arts and Crafts Show going on at the Brazos Center.
WTAW News Time is 8:29. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Last Saturday, the A&M football team lost to Missouri and Columbia. Later this morning comes the official announcement of another Aggie loss to the Tigers.
Texas reports A&M President Bowen Lofton will be introduced as Missouri's next chancellor. Lofton announced last July he was stepping down in January to return to the classroom. Now he'll lead another land-grant institution. And A&M and Missouri are members of the Exclusive Association of American Universities. Lofton will become the second MU chancellor with ties to A&M. Haskell Monroe was in Columbia between 1987 and 91. The search process at Missouri did not include any public contact with any of the candidates or finalists. Mizzou's next chancellor will be introduced this morning at 11. And at WTAW.com is a link to the web stream from Columbia. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Later this month, Blinn College's Board of Trustees may name a new president of the Brazos County campuses. Spokesman Richard Bray says four finalists were interviewed before the Thanksgiving break.
Now that we have put a lot of effort into our strategic planning and our strategic priorities, we were able to come into this process and these interviews with a clearer vision of not only where we want the college to go, but what the role of this position will be and what the expectations are.
Bray says a lone finalist is expected to be named shortly and considered for final action by the trustees during their meeting on the 17th. New at this year's Christmas parade, the Rudder High School Band will lead off, but there will also be some familiar faces who are missed.
Unfortunately, Marvin Small, who had been with us as the Cat Manhattan, the parade for so many years, passed away this past year, and we are going to miss him so much. His family is going to, they didn't think they could pull it off this year, but one of his great-grandsons is going to assume that role next year.
Parade co-chair Penny Zent says the parade will begin at 2:30 this year, so it's a good idea to get your favorite viewing place earlier than usual. She says, as usual, Santa will be there to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, with his helpers collecting children's letters throughout the parade. Projects that started 20 years ago in the city of Bryan continue to make an impact. That's among the memories current Mayor Jason Byenski has of former Mayor Lonnie Stabler, who passed away earlier this week. One example was the city purchase of the LaSalle Hotel.
We sold the LaSalle Hotel, and that was something that Mayor Stabler wanted to do. He wanted to renovate it, make it a catalyst in downtown Bryan, encourage everyone else, private sector-wise, to invest in downtown Bryan and then get out of the hotel business, and we did that. Mm-hmm. He was instrumental in what happened in the Traditions deal. Well, we took that a step further with the biomedical corridor and the Health Science Center and Allston's Colony Development, and it sparked a lot of retail and commercial growth and other new subdivisions around the east side of Bryan.
Funeral services for Stabler are this morning at 11 at Central Baptist Church. Before Congress breaks for the holidays at the end of next week, there may be movement on the long-stalled farm bill, which was split into funding farm subsidies and food stamps. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the House and the Senate have distinct ideologies on how much money should go to food stamps.
The food stamp program has exploded. It's almost twice the size as it was when President Obama was inaugurated because of his economic policies. We need to get people paychecks instead of food stamps is really the bottom line, and I'm hopeful that we'll have some success in getting that done.
Flores says cutting food stamps too much will lose votes from Democrats, and if the cuts are not enough, that risks losing support from Republicans. A former paramedic in West has been sentenced for possessing materials to make a pipe bomb. Bryce Reed was arrested shortly after last April's fertilizer plant explosion, which killed 15. Federal authorities have not linked Reed to the blast, but he was accused of trying to hide bomb components and searching the internet for information on explosives. The mayor of West, Tommy Mushka, says Reed flew under the radar before the explosion and hasn't been a big topic since.
I haven't heard that name in 3 months. So everybody's pretty much forgotten about him until up to the day when he got sentenced.
Reed pleaded guilty to conspiring to make an unregistered firearm and attempting to obstruct justice. Reed's lawyer says his client had no intentions of harming anyone. An attorney for a Houston high school principal charged with failing to report student allegations of sexual abuse by a teacher says the administrator will be vindicated. Sharpstown High School principal Rob Gasparello is charged with 3 counts of failure to report child abuse. The case involves a teacher charged with having an improper relationship with a student and indecency with a child. 2 assistant principals are also charged with failure to report child abuse. And Texas is moving forward with proposing tougher rules on the Obamacare navigators.
Both the governor and the attorney general wrote letters asking the Texas Department of Insurance to impose stricter rules on the federal navigators, and now the commissioner is proposing just that.
Criminal background checks, privacy training, proof of identity, and evidence of financial responsibility for
That's
the
TDI's John Greeley. State Senator Kirk Watson is one who opposes more regulations.
It's an effort to make it more and more difficult for Texans to be able to receive coverage.
The proposed new rules will be debated in a December 20th hearing. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 47 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Red Cashin. Over the years, life has presented me with many great experiences and a few health challenges. At those times, St. Joseph has always been my first choice. I trust their care, and that's kept me going strong, both on and off the field. Today, the experiences keep coming, and I'm able to enjoy them. Thanks to St. Joseph.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Traditions Club Thrive Home Healthcare and St. Joseph Hospital are set to break the current world record for the world's largest gingerbread house on November 30th. The gingerbread house will be open for tours and photos with Santa from November 30th to December 14th, Tuesday through Sunday, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Admission is $2 for children and $3 for adults. If you have any questions, please visit our website at traditionsclub.com/gingerbread. Email gingerbread at traditionsclub.com or contact Traditions Club at 779-1007.
8:37, News Talk 1620, WTAW, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Siegert Heating and Cooling. And you can give them a call, and here's the weather. I was going to do Rob's weather, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do our weather because Rob's a nice guy, but, you know. We ought to call Rob and find out what his temperature is. Hey, Rob.
That'd make us all feel a little better, I promise.
Yeah, you want to hear about that? Yeah. Anyway, here's what we got. We're looking for high temperature today. Oh, wait. We've already had the high temperature for today. Low temperature tonight will be 33, 80% chance of showers. And it's just showers tonight because tomorrow it's going to be freezing rain,
awesome.
90%. Kids, you're going to go to school. I think you are. Now, this is what the kind of the hourlies. Rain before 9 a.m., okay? Then freezing drizzle between 9 and noon. So, see, you're already safely in school. Mm-hmm. So, there's no reason for you to not go to school. Then there'll be a chance of rain or freezing rain afternoon. Oh, well, they might dismiss early. Well, we'll see. You know what? That's the reason those superintendents make the big bucks.
That's a fact.
They'll make that description for you. And, again, I think, as you said, basically the really hard freezes are north of us, Waco and beyond. But we'll see what happens. The weather service has been wrong before. Anyway, 28 for low tonight. 50% chance of showers on Saturday. 35 is the high. 31 will be our low temperature on Saturday night and a 40% chance of rain. Then we'll do 43 for a high on Sunday and then 29 on Sunday night. And we'll also have a freeze on Monday and Tuesday night. It looks like about 28 or so like that. So, but the sun comes back. All right, so all in all, just stay away from it. Editing is a wonderful thing. Editing is a wonderful thing because if for instance, you wanted to get Captain Picard to sing a Christmas song.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you heard this before?
No, but I'm getting excited.
It's
all right.
Awesome.
And he's refused to do it. You can, in fact, find a way to have him sing Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Go.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but
the fire
is so delightful. And since we know that to go.
He's still sexy
so.
Even as a recording.
Make it so. Make
good
it so.
Grief.
Ma'am,
it doesn't show signs of stopping.
And I brought me some tea, Earl Grey hot. The lights turned way down low. Make it so. Make it so. Make it
that's
so.
That's awesome.
When we finally kiss.
Good night.
How I hate going out in
the storm. But if you...
Really?
Shut up, Wesley.
All the way home.
All right.
Warm.
All right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. That internet, yeah, I tell you, there you go.
So
how much time do you got
to
have
to
be
that.
Able to do that?
Well, I'm hoping that it's a lottery winner. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping it's not somebody who's supposed to be getting paid to do a job, and they end up doing that.
It's probably a master's student.
Yeah. Now,
there are
yeah.
some very dedicated nerds out there. I'm just saying.
Just as long as I'm not paying for it. Whatever. And if that gets you ahead in the world, then that's fine. But I'm just saying, I don't think so. All right. So President Lofton is leaving to become a chancellor. These people in Missouri have it all whacked out. They use different names for everything. I mean, as Bill said in his story, he basically is in the same position that he is here. But there, the individuals who are the heads of the campuses are called chancellors. Okay?
Not el presidente.
No, and their school board, well, okay, we have a board of regents here. See, the Missouri system has a board of curators. So, I mean, they use a different word for everything.
They all run a museum?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
exactly
really.
What I was
yeah.
about to say.
So, anyway, so that's that in the... they'll have that announcement today, and you can hear that on our website if you want to, at WTAW.com. Police in Australia say a thief who swallowed a pair of diamond engagement rings has been refused bail. It says here, until the rings are recovered. I think we probably know what that means.
Yep.
The unidentified man allegedly posed as a customer at a jewelry store. Before running out the door with the rings, employees gave chase, eventually cornered the guy at a nearby pharmacy, but he had swallowed the diamonds before the police could get there.
Mm-hmm.
He's being charged with theft and fraud. Magistrates refusing bail until the rings... Well, we'll wait for, work, their way through this, work their way through the system.
I'd hate to be the woman who ended up with that ring.
Well, I'm sure that they'll probably take the stones out and they'll clean that. Just, you know, it'll be fine.
Hey, MIT's come out with the hardest tongue twister ever.
And you're going to try it?
They engineered based on research into which phonic combinations cause people the most difficulty.
Okay.
And the winner is
yeah.
pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
Good.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
Okay.
It's a tongue twister. It
well,
doesn't
but
have
the
to.
Other thing is, it doesn't make you say a bad word if you do it wrong. That's the whole purpose of a tongue twister. You know what I'm saying? Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Are you seven? He said a nasty word.
Just telling you. Just telling you. All right. So it probably means more film historian. This probably means more to film historians than other folks, but your typical moviegoer might be surprised to find out the vast majority of feature-length silent films made in U.S. America have been lost because of decay and neglect over the last 100 years. Essentially, the neglect has allowed those original 20th century movies to disappear. So the Library of Congress has spent the last 2 years conducting the first comprehensive survey of silent films and found 70% are believed to be lost. That's unfortunate. Of the nearly 11,000 silent films, the feature films that were made in America between 1912 and 1930, the survey found about 14% still exist in their original format, and about 11% of those films survive through foreign versions and some other lower quality formats. Notable films now considered lost include Cleopatra from 1917, The Great Gatsby from 1926, London After Midnight with Lon Chaney from 1927. Some Buster Keaton, Charlie Chaplin, and Mary Pickford's are gone, but some do still exist. The Museum of Modern Art in New York, the Library of Congress, and other archives have been preserving the films from the early decades, but the study notes that for every classic that survives, half a dozen have been lost. My thought is, couldn't they just lose most of the films they're making now? Because most of them aren't that good.
That is so curmudgeonly.
Well, but am I wrong?
Yeah, no. Charlie Chaplin versus White Chicks.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
That's right. And then, of course, Anchorman 2, the legend continues.
They're not all bad.
They're not all bad, but a lot of them are. Oh, we were speaking of lottery winners. So if you had a $47 million for every time you lost a lottery ticket, you'd be just like Catherine Jones of Hamilton, Ontario. Catherine purchased a Lotto Max ticket over a year ago and then promptly lost it. She'd completely forgotten about it until last week when lottery officials showed up at her door just 2 days before the claim cutoff to tell her she'd won the jackpot.
Oh.
Wow.
The Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation spent many long months waiting through these winning tickets. And you know, what you do is you've got, you know, so many days to be able to do that.
Right.
So they're expecting the winner to come forward. A lengthy investigation was launched involving surveillance footage, timestamps, credit card receipts that ultimately led the lottery officials to her house. She wasn't sure she wanted to let them in the house. Oh, my gosh. At least until they'd showed proper ID. Then they started asking questions when lottery investigators informed her that she had they had just spent the last year trying to find her and that for the last year she'd been a millionaire. She'll have to wait another 30 days in order to collect her prize. But, you know, hey, after 12 months, what's another 30 days?
Yeah, absolutely.
So good for her. Anyway, and in Canada, just oh, by the way, lottery money is tax-free.
Wow. Really?
So she gets the whole 47.
And they bothered to find her?
Yeah, they did. That's pretty neat. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Not a lot.
Okay.
Hey, I was calling for tickets to the expo.
Oh, well, I'm done for today, but I'll have some tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot. See you later. Yeah, going to do the expo thing tomorrow. So when Greg and Stacy Terry ordered their breakfast from their local McDonald's dollar menu in Hermitage, Tennessee, didn't expect to get a bag full of dollars, but that's exactly what they got. The bag contained the restaurant's daily bank deposit.
Someone's on drugs.
We have these stories way too often.
Yes.
I mean, you know, we'll have one every couple of months. And, I mean, I guess, is it that they're hiding it inside the bag so that if somebody came in and tried to burgle, they wouldn't be able to locate the deposits? I mean, I'm not understanding why they do that. But anyway, this is the most recent case of that. The bag contained their daily receipts. The couple didn't realize that until they got home. What couple doesn't open their McDonald's bag until they get home? I mean, if nothing else, don't you want to make sure they got the order right?
Yeah, that's the first thing you do before you leave.
The bag contained their deposit. In a statement, the franchise owner, Phil Gray, said that they're looking into why the mistake happened. Yeah, I bet. but the most important thing for us is knowing that we are part of a community where values like this are evidenced, because obviously the people came back and said, here, by the way. I'm just saying.
That's one lucky McDonald's.
The most important thing is how in the world do they not get into the McDonald's?
I don't know, but I better be eating free at that McDonald's if I return all that money.
I think so. That's exactly right. Hey, I can get a peanut buster parfait. Oh, no, that's a dairy.
No.
All right, here we go. It's from BabyCenter.com. It's the top 10 baby names for 2013. The top 10, we don't do 10, top 9 baby names for girls in 2013. Number 9 is Emily. Number 8 is Zoe. Number 7 is Lily. Number 6 is Ava, then Mia, then Isabella. Number 3 is Olivia. Number 2 is Emma. Number 1 is Sophia. This is the fourth consecutive year, I think, that Sophia has been the most popular girl's name. As far as the boys are concerned, number 9 is Jacob, followed by Ethan, Jaden, Mason, Noah. Lucas is number 4. Liam is number 3. Aiden is number 2. And Jackson is number 1. Aiden had been number one for the last couple of years. Jackson. I mean, do you know people who are naming those kids those kind of names? And some of them.
I cannot believe we have this whole.
Really, I can't either.
Sorry.
That's right. Some of these, I mean, some of them are kind of timeless. Lily has probably been on the list for a long time. That's kind of a name from another time,
too. The girl names all sound a lot more classic than the boy names.
Well, I don't know. There's Noah. And Ethan and Jacob. I mean,
anything that rhymes with Aiden is not a, you know, Hayden.
Hayden.
Jaden.
Yeah, any of those. Caden.
Hayden.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, anyway.
As opposed to Ninen.
Yeah, them two and Tenen.
Did you know you can complete a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini master class at Blinn College to get ahead or just to catch up. With a wide variety of online classes offered, the mini master doesn't even have to interrupt your break. You can take a class you need for your transcript or simply learn something new. Mini-Mester courses start soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Enter 2014 measuring joy, not in the number of breaths you take, but in the number of Messina Hoff wines you taste. December 31st is a Midnight in Paris dinner dance party at Messina Hoff. Call 778-WINE to make reservations. Come celebrate life with us.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norman G. Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. Visit normangtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:50, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Want to remind you, I think earlier this morning our count was 522 angels that we have adopted out. Which is great, but our number is 700, so we have a few more that we'd like to get out there. And if you'd like to be a part of it, then we would like for you to. Go to mychristmasangels.com. That's the website. You can pick out an angel right there. It has the child, their gender, their age, and some sizes like shoe size and shirt size and pant size, and then also what they would like to have for Christmas, so you can make your selection based on that. You can go by either of the Blue Baker locations on Dominick or University and pick up an angel if you want to do it that way. Or if you want to, also from the website, mychristmasangels.com, you can just donate money if you want to. And we appreciate folks who have been doing that. Barker's Heating and Cooling gave us $5,000 earlier this week.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. And we mentioned them because it is a substantial amount of money, but the idea is just to be a part of that. And if you want to maybe pool some dollars around your office, you could do that. We appreciate the fact that people do that. But anything you want to do at whatever level, if you want to get a present and wrap it up and bring it to us, remember the deadline is December the 11th. But if you want our Elfettes to go shop Elfets love to shop.
Yes, they do.
We can do that for you
too. And if you want, next time you're in Blue Baker grabbing something to eat, they have the cookies.
Oh, yeah.
And the proceeds from the sugar cookies that look like little Christmas angels come back to us for this. So, I mean, you can help that way too.
Yeah, that's true. You can buy. You can make a donation through PayPal. We will pay the transaction fee because we want all the dollars to go through to the absolute purpose of that. So, anyway, be a part of that.
Hang on one second.
Please.
If you get a chance... I'm going to try and get it on our Facebook page pretty quick, but you know the guys from Dude Perfect are from here in Aggieland.
Right, right.
Well, they teamed up with Ryan Tannehill and Dick's Sporting Goods gave them a store for a day.
Oh, okay.
And it's nothing but a bunch of Aggies being silly in a sporting goods store, and it's hilarious. There's a whole bunch of goofy stuff.
Very good.
But I'll try and get it on our Facebook page.
All right, we'll look forward to that. Dreams do come true. Scientists have created a candy that's actually good for your teeth.
Hey!
Yeah.
That's something to celebrate.
I'm telling you, it's a Berlin-based company. And they're called Organobalance. They've developed a candy. Yeah. They've developed a candy that contains a bacteria. It's called brown. That's right. Which has been found to reduce cavities in lab rats. So you can feed the candy to your lab rats and it'll reduce their cavities. You know, that would be interesting to know. If lab rats brushed and flossed, would they have cavities? Are they more susceptible for cavities than we are? I mean, have we done something on that?
I don't know.
Do we hold them down and get the little, you know, electric toothbrush? And
No, they just hit them with gas first.
Yeah, probably so. Scientists with the company tested the candy on two groups. Candy, one with this bacteria and one without. When the experiment ended, the subjects in the first group were found to have reduced cavity-causing bacteria, presumably reducing their chance to end up with, you know, teeth like British people. So, and a sad day, really, earlier this week, and we're just learning about it. A guy named Todd Mills passed away. You probably would not know Todd. He's a 41-year-old Arkansas resident.
Oh, I
heard
about this.
Oh, so you have heard about it.
I heard this yesterday.
Yeah, I'm surprised you're not in mourning. You are wearing black today.
Yes. Right.
So the 41-year-old Arkansas resident passed away last week after a battle with cancer. But without Todd, U.S. Americans would have never known the deliciousness that is a taco cradled in a shell made from Doritos.
And he got shot down.
Really?
He went to, and it wasn't Taco Bell first. No, he went to Frito-Lay first.
Oh, okay.
He said, I have this great idea. Take the chips and make them bigger. And they said, no, that's stupid.
Really?
So he started this big Facebook campaign and then walked in with the results to the Facebook campaign to Taco Bell and went here, and Taco Bell went, thank you!
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It says here in 2012, Todd received a phone call from Taco Bell and the company had developed the prized creation, calling it Doritos Locos Tacos, and they wanted to let it happen. So anyway, so he passed away, but good on him for having done that.
Oh, yes, sir.
Because they've done, two, and they're going to end up with a third version here fairly soon. Is that right?
I believe that is correct.
Okay, look forward to that. Newsweek, the struggling weekly magazine that ceased print publication last year, plans to turn the presses back on.
Really?
Yeah, they expect to begin a 64-page weekly edition in January or February. That's interesting. I do take a magazine. It's a monthly magazine, though. I can't. Boy, a weekly news magazine. That is
a little surprising.
Again, what is it that has made them decide that it's going to be a scenario that'll work this time? Because, you know, obviously the accountants must have gone through there and had a look at it and said it's a better way to do it online. But anyhow, so that's coming up after the first of the year.
Aggie fans, the track and field season is right around the corner. The first meet, December the 7th. Texas A&M track and field season opening meet, the Reveille Invitational, December the 7th. Come out and support our nationally ranked Aggies. Season and individual tickets are available now to purchase at AggieAthletics.com or call this number, 1-888-99-AGGIE, 1-888-99-AGGIE. You don't want to miss a phenomenal season, the Reveille Invitational on December 7th.
Spend this Christmas with the Boston Brass. This December is your chance to hear all of your holiday faves when these five guys perform a concert of seasonal tunes. Listen as White Christmas, Frosty, and the Christmas Song are blowing from two trumpets, a French horn, a trombone, and a tuba. Presented by MSC Opus Tuesday, December 10th in Rudder Theater. Series sponsored by Sterling Auto Group, First Victoria National Bank, Debbie and Chuck Robertson, and Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. For tickets, call 845-1234.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marble Craft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marble Craft can handle your entire project. At Marble Craft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's a Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No, pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami. Tender pepper-crusted beef. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Or try the Big Philly Cheesesteak. Both part of the Big Cheese Duo. Hurry in. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only. At participating restaurants.
That's a very violent commercial.
Yeah.
Just saying, you know. Yeah, whatever. All right, so, as hard as it is to admit it, there are more options out there than your standard U.S. American bacon when you're looking for a pork fix.
But why would you go anyplace else? Well, that's the perfect food.
With Bacons of the World, you get all the bacon that this great nation has to offer, plus a few bonuses with your purchase. You receive regular quarterly shipments of 5 pounds each.
That does sound like fun. I'm not going to lie.
Made up of half American bacon and then half a second type of bacon.
But if they go Canadian, that ain't bacon. No, that's ham.
They're doing guanciale, I think is how it's pronounced. Excuse me.
What is that? Italian?
It is an unsmoked Italian pork cheek. There's English bacon.
Kind of like prosciutto?
No, I don't know. Well, it doesn't say that, no. Because prosciutto is really a kind of a ham type thing. English bacon. I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's like it's fatter than our bacon.
And it rots your teeth. Okay.
Scott?
Smoked loin with belly attached.
That sounds good.
Pancetta Italian, pancetta, which is the Italian cousin to American bacon. Holiday bacon, which is a specially seasoned version of American bacon. And if you like the idea, I mean, this is the Christmas gift for your bacon lover. $299. $299.
5 pounds a month?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, that's not bad. That could work, you know. Yeah.
I just had some bacon.
Yes, sir.
Anybody ever had bacon before?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Good. My greasy lover, bacon.
That's it. Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Jim Gaffigan, he'd probably go for that. All right, on this date in history, in 1848, in a message before the U.S.